This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Backs up. Four-man rush. Dumps it off across the middle. Catch by Gordon. Striding to the 20. And he totals at the 5. Out of a tackle. Staying alive. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Three bunch to the right. Gordon split left. White to the left of Brady. Up in front of the back. Tom takes the snap. Play fake. Throw down the middle for Dorsett. Boom. Touchdown, Patriots!
We made plays in all three phases of the game. Got good field position out of the kicking game and moved the ball and scored points on offense and, you know, held them to 3 points on defense. So let's give the players the credit. They were ready to go. They played well. And, you know, we'll turn the page here and, you know, move on to, you know, Miami, where obviously we haven't done very well down there.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was a 30-point rout of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, it's a good thing Mike Tomlin got that field goal on the border. It could have been so much worse. You hear Bill Belichick already on to Miami after the Patriots start out 1-0. And, of course, make the big splash of the weekend, signing Antonio Brown. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. The call's on the Patriots Radio Network. So another night for Tom Brady in which he's got an embarrassment of riches. And we're pleased to welcome Zach Cox of Nesson, who is there at Gillette Stadium to cover the game. Zach, why was it so easy for the Patriots against the Steelers' defense? We'll start with offense for the Pats. Why did they? Well, how did they make it look so easy, I guess, would be the better question.
Yeah, that's a kind of a question that we've been trying to figure out down here ever since this game ended. Obviously, the Patriots are very talented at both running back and especially at wide receiver, just with the kind of sheer number of weapons they have on this team. Julian Edelman had a very strong game today. Josh Gordon looked very good in his first official game back from suspension. Philip Dorsett had probably the best game of his career. And now, just even looking forward, Philip Dorsett's probably going to be the number 5 wide receiver in this receiving core when Antonio Brown arrives, whenever that may be, within the next couple of days. So, yeah, this an embarrassment of riches is a very good way to put it, because this is a team that, you know, you should remember, lost Rob Gronkowski, does not have their kind of superstar tight end from the last 10 years. And you wouldn't have even known it by watching the Patriots on here down here tonight. So, yeah, this offense has the potential to be one of the best that Tom Brady has ever played in, which is certainly saying something given the groups that he's had here over the years.
I mean, Josh Gordon has a big, thick physical body. Maybe he could make the switch to tight end and that would balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do have some tight end body types in there with Josh Gordon and Demaryius Thomas, assuming he comes back from his the hamstring injury that kept him out tonight. Those are definitely guys that can do some red zone type things. I think that's kind of been in the Patriots' mind when they were sort of constructing this roster over the last couple months.
So then, Zach, on the flip side, the defense does not give up a touchdown. What worked so well for them on the other side of the ball?
The defense was the kind of the most surprising thing, or I don't know if I want to say most surprising thing, but the most notable thing from this to take away from this game tonight. Patriots defense looked fantastic, and this doesn't usually happen for the Patriots defense this early. Typically, this is a group where they play pretty poorly for the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season. Everybody sort of writes them off, says that they can never, the Patriots can never win with a defense like this. The defense takes it personally, and then they kind of elevate their game over the second half of the season. But they came out right from the jump and really just demolished this Pittsburgh Steelers team. Obviously not as talented a Steelers offense as it has been in some previous years when Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell were in the mix. But this is still a team with Ben Roethlisberger, still a team with Juju Smith-Schuster, James Conner, both of whom were Pro Bowlers last season. one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and they just couldn't do anything against this Patriots defense. I mean, the Patriots secondary especially, I thought, played really well tonight. They played well up front, too, even though they didn't get the kind of ferocious pass rush. I think they only sacked Ben Roethlisberger once. But to allow 3 points to this kind of offense and this kind of team, it's incredible. I mean, they're living up to the hype that that they've been receiving so far this preseason. And if they continue this, you have to kind of begin mentioning them in with the Chicagos and some of those other teams as one of the premier defenses in the NFL.
So Kyle Van Noy not hurt. He was with his wife because she was in labor. But Marcus Cannon left the game. Do we have an update on his status?
We don't have an update on his status yet. It was a shoulder injury, according to the team. He fell pretty hard on his kind of wrist area, and it looked like he must have jostled something in there. Didn't look good in the moment, but we don't have any definitive answer on how long he might be sidelined. But that's definitely going to be kind of a big thing that we'll be monitoring over the next couple of days, because this Patriots offensive line, already without David Andrews, who will be out for the entire season as he recovers from blood clots. They're introducing a new left tackle with Trent Brown leaving and Isaiah Wynn coming in. So now if you have to replace the right tackle as well, they don't really have a player on the roster that can sort of, that's an obvious sort of replacement there at that position. So you're going to have to see some finagling and some rejiggering if Marcus Cannon's going to miss significant time. So that's definitely something we're going to be watching very closely over the coming days.
Is that a word, rejiggering?
I don't know. I think I might have made it up. But,
I like it.
I don't
it's
know.
Good.
Hey, it's late here in Foxborough. It's 2:40 in the morning, but we're rolling with it.
Zach Cox of Nesson covers the Patriots from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, also co-hosts the Nesson Patriots podcast. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So you'll forgive me. Maybe you've been talking about it for 2 days now nonstop, but what was the reaction inside the Patriots locker room post-game when you finally got to ask about the acquisition of Antonio Brown?
Everybody seems excited. Bill Belichick is not addressing it yet, which isn't too big of a surprise. He won't make any official comments on it until Antonio Brown is officially on the Patriots, which he is not yet. But everybody that we talked to in the locker room after the game, from Tom Brady to Julian Edelman to even some of the guys on the Patriots defense, they all seem very excited to have Antonio Brown in the mix here. And why wouldn't they? I mean, I think they believe that their locker room culture is strong enough that they can bring in a guy like this, who obviously was basically a disaster for the last year over two different franchises. They think they can bring him in and sort of get him to adapt to their standards. And I mean, if talent wise, you really can't do much better than Antonio Brown. I think his antics have kind of overshadowed recently just how good he still is. I think this isn't a guy who had a lot of good seasons 5-6 years ago and then has kind of tapered off. He was a 1,200-yard receiver last year, 15 touchdowns last year. Bringing him into this offense that already has Tom Brady and already has all those other receivers that we mentioned earlier, this is just a ridiculously superpowered offense right now, and I think that's why the Patriots are happy to have him here. Obviously, it could take some getting used to. He's a kind of personality that you don't really see in the Patriots locker room all that often, even though the Patriots have taken chances on guys like this in the past. But just talent alone, I think everybody knows that Antonio Brown, as long as he kind of remains on the team and sticks with the program, he's going to help this team win football games, and I think everybody's very excited about that.
There's a lot of comparisons being made to the Patriots trading for Josh Gordon and now bringing in Antonio Brown, which I'm not sure is fair to Josh Gordon. However, Josh has been reinstated, had a touchdown on Sunday night. I know that you were listening to him speak post-game. What did he have to say about getting back to the Pats and back to football?
It was actually really interesting to hear Josh Gordon speak after the game tonight. It's actually the first time we've heard him talk since before his suspension. Before his suspension kind of went into effect last December. The Patriots have been taking it very, very carefully with Josh Gordon media-wise, which kind of makes sense given the kind of off-field stuff he's been going through and how they kind of want to manage his stress level and all of that. But he was at the podium tonight. He took a couple questions, and he basically just said he's in a really, really good place mentally right now. And he was really candid about just sort of his his well-being and how when he first came to the Patriots last year, is he called it a culture shock, and he said it took some getting used to. He kind of struggled to adjust a little bit last year, and I think that you kind of saw that play itself out in his exit here last year, in the fact where he was not able to remain on the team throughout the entire season. He kind of relapsed into some of his old ways. Just hearing him talk, obviously it was only for a couple brief minutes, but hearing him talk up there today, he does seem like he's in a much better place right now. He seems like he's kind of, I don't know if at peace is the best word or is the best term for it, but he seems like he is in a very good place, both football-wise and kind of off the field-wise, which is the more important part [S2] Sure. [S1] Of this whole thing. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to get. I would assume that we won't hear much from Josh Gordon moving forward. It's probably going to be a thing where he'll only talk to reporters for a minute or two each week. So it's going to be a little hard to kind of dig into his mind and his psyche. But overall, I think this was a very promising development tonight, both from what he showed on the field and what he said after the game.
Zach, just about 60 seconds, but are you surprised that after he burned the Patriots and Bill Belichick once, that they opened him back with open arms? I mean, like, literally embraced his return and got him back out there as quickly as possible.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, especially with a team like the Patriots that's so kind of cutthroat like the Patriots are, it is a little surprising that they didn't just say, all right, man, you had your chance, sorry, you're gone. But it does seem like they've made every effort to kind of get Josh Gordon back on the right track, both football-wise and off the field-wise, which from an organization that's basically kind of heartless, for lack of a better word sometimes, it does show that sometimes it's not just strictly about winning football games. And, I mean, Josh Gordon still is a very, very good player, so he'll obviously help the Patriots when he is on the field.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.